Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Safe.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to We'll See About That. Ron Say here with Mike Gary, and I want to tell you that we're slowly creeping up on Thanksgiving now, but did have a very busy week last week. I had a real special occasion, a double birthday party for my grandson who turned 7 and my son who turned 49.
Wow.
And it was a nice family affair. Went to Benihana's.
Ooh.
And so my grandkids got lit up by the show that the chef put on, cracking eggs and
doing the old onion tower of,
yeah,
and, you know, throwing the blades,
exactly,
around.
Yeah. And they were, you know, very, very excited about it. It was a fun night, fun meal. Yeah, it was a special night. I really, really did have a great time with that. And also was a part of the funeral that took place for Fernando Valenzuela downtown Los Angeles here. A number of Dodger personnel were there, including the front office. And my good friend and former owner, Peter O'Malley, was there as well. So we took part in that procedure, the ceremony, and it wasn't quite as packed as they had possibly thought about, but certainly it was a very nice, well-done funeral.
Yeah, all sorts of Dodger luminaries, including yourself, showed to pay their respects to El Toro, the great Fernando Valenzuela, not only a great ball player, but also a great Spanish-language broadcaster as well.
Yes, and Jaime Hurin was there, and also saw a person that I plan on having on the show here pretty soon, a guy that I've been trying to get a hold of for quite some time, and that being Edward James Olmos.
Yeah, that should be fun. That should be a very good time. Looking forward to that. But also we should extend our thoughts and prayers to Coach Pop, Greg Popovich, the Spurs, great longtime Spurs coach, great man, recovering from a mild stroke, and we hope to see him on the bench soon.
Yeah, he certainly has been a great coach, great for college, for the NBA, very outspoken person, as you know. But he is recovering from a stroke. We certainly hope that he'll be back and in fine form not too far away. And we got plenty to talk about, all kinds of baseball awards we're giving out. We've got a lot of football, both college and the NFL, to talk about. A lot of crazy games. You know, the Kansas City Chiefs are still undefeated, and so are the Cleveland Cavaliers in the NBA.
Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. All right, we're going to return to We'll See About That right after this break. Okay, it's time to mosey on over to the Financial Coach's Corner with Brad Kreger. Brad, what's going on this week?
Well, hey, Ron, there's a whole lot going on, but towards the end, college football is kind of winding down. How are your Cougars doing?
Well, my Cougars are currently 8-1. They're ranked, I believe, 19th in the country, and they've got a real good chance to run the table and finish strong, but I don't know if it's going to be enough to get into that 12-team playoff, because they're not playing ranked teams, which you get extra bonus points for.
Out of curiosity, do you know where my Bruins are?
They're not in the top 25.
Unranked, Brad.
We're not even anywhere?
No, you're not.
I thought we had a chance or something.
Not this year.
Darn it. Well, hey. Well, you know, look, it depends. You know, no matter what school you're rooting for or where you're at in life, in that respect. We're coming up on the year end, and year end tax planning is about the same kind of concept. These teams that are on the bubble, if you will, they've got to finish strong to make it. Well, that's kind of the same thing that people need to do as they move into the year end. What am I specifically talking about? Year-end tax planning. You've got to look at your investment accounts, take tax losses. There are other things that you can do to mitigate income, higher incomes, and drop the tax consequences. But you actually have to do that before December 31st of the year. There is one exception. When you have a sale and you create a capital gain, there is actually one strategy that allows you to move back 6 months or so. You basically can kind of take that back 180 days from the date of sale, and you can actually do something after January 1st. But I'm going to tell the listeners, don't wait. Deal with this stuff. Get on it. Finish strong. Go meet with your planner. Meet with your tax guy before the end of the season. If you want, I'm happy to make myself available to review anything you've got and give you a second opinion. If you do that second opinion, again, we got these Ronce baseballs that he signed for one for every home run. We'll give it to anybody who asked for a second opinion. If you want, give me a call at 888-908-4BFF. Again, that's 888-908-4BFF. Or you can email me at brad@bfffinancial.com, and go Cougars.
All right, everybody, let's all finish strong. Get all our tax planning in order before the end of the year. Thanks so much, Brad.
Yep.
They still call me the Penguin.
Okay, we are back. We'll see about that. And I want to let you know that portions of this show are sponsored by Melissa's Produce. Melissa's is a proud sponsor of We'll See About That. Be sure to use my VIP code RONCE when checking out at melissas.com.
Yeah, as you mentioned in the opening that Thanksgiving's right around the corner. And Melissa's is far more than just produce. I mean, you can get turkey there. You can get prepared meals. You can get a grazing board, which is delicious.
A grazing board.
A hummus and vegetable platter. And listen to this, a rye, kale, mushroom, and pumpkin seed stuffing. So Melissa's Produce, folks, for all of your Thanksgiving needs and beyond. Oh, and brown butter, mashed parsnips, and potatoes.
Go check that out. Yeah.
Absolutely. And we want to bring in our We'll See About That show, senior NFL correspondent, the young kid in the street. It's Corey Marino. He's got encyclopedic knowledge of football, especially the NFL. He's a Broncos fan. To talk a little bit about the NFL. How you doing, Corey?
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to be on with you guys.
You're very welcome. Let's talk about Ron's team, the San Francisco 49ers. There's a little bit of a tumult. Did squeak out a victory, but there was some dissension on the sidelines. And as someone who played, very, very, very amateur high school football, even back then, there was a little bit of a distinction. You might say some tribalism, some cliquishness between special teams players and regular players. What did you think, Ron, about your 49ers squeaking that one out, the state of the 49ers, and that sideline altercation?
Well, my 49ers have been struggling with health, number of players being lost. They've also been their worst enemy. They haven't done well in the red zone. They can't score touchdowns, and they've missed a lot of field goals. And this was another case, and their kicker had a very difficult day, missed three field goals, and Deebo Samuel was the one who decided to, I guess, poke his finger in his face, and the holder took a little bit of
umbrage.
Yeah, and started to stand up for him, and I understand tempers flaring. They have been struggling with this. They lost a game because they missed a number of field goals. But they were able to hang on, and they were able to put this thing behind them. But, yeah, tempers do flare up, and especially when you're struggling and guys are struggling, and this guy has a job, and that's to put the ball between the uprights, and wasn't happening with the frequency of which they could live with much longer, so they blew a cork, and I'm sure they'll get it straightened away. But the 49ers hopefully will get that straightened away. But Corey, I know that your Denver Broncos played a very tough Kansas City, undefeated Kansas City, defending national champion, or excuse me, defending NFL football champion 2 years in a row, took them down to the wire, and the last play of the game goes awry.
Yeah, it was the opposite of what happened with your team. they actually made the winning field goal, the 49ers and the Broncos. 1 second left. All they had to do was kick it about the same average yards of an extra point. And the left line side of the line, Alex Forsyth, he's not the biggest guard, and that was the biggest problem. He's 200 and some odd pounds, and he had to block 600 pounds between three guys. And they ran right through him and blocked the kick and stay undefeated. And I found out a couple cool stats. That guy who blocked the kick on the Chiefs, he's the same linebacker that and then unfortunately for you, so you can you can join in my sorrow, but he was the same one who blocked the extra point against the 49ers in the Super Bowl. Yeah. So in a span of a year, he has made two amazing plays, and players like that, they just know how to come up and make special teams plays. And
let me ask you something, Ron. You know, going back to the 49ers, your 49ers, and that sideline altercation between Dabo and the kicker, in your experience, you know, playing as a professional baseball player at the highest level, World Series champion, MVP, did you ever, you know, want to give a relief pitcher the business for maybe giving up a home run or anything like that? Or was that stuff done, but done behind closed doors? Or is it different in the NFL compared to MLB when tempers start to flare like that?
Yeah, it happens once in a while. You know, I mean, the best case scenario is you win a game 7-2. You know, everybody contributed offensively, most likely. You know, pitching was great. Defense played well. No problems.
Yeah.
When it goes in reverse, nobody's doing enough. And when you're not doing enough and it becomes a one-sided affair where we're getting great pitching but no hitting, yeah, your pitchers are going to get a little bit testy.
Yeah.
I remember one of them, and I won't mention by name.
Not mention no names.
But it was one of those where he'd been pitching great, and it had been, I think, a number of games in a row, and we just somehow managed to not score runs when he was pitching. And I think he went up and down the dugout one game in maybe the middle of the game. You suppose you guys score some runs today? And, you know, I mean, yeah, it's going to get your attention. It's going to get your attention. And, you know, the same goes, you know, when you're out there scoring 7-8 runs and your pitching staff and you're saying, oh, my God, 7 runs is good enough to win.
Yeah.
But, you know, now we're having to score 7 runs every night. And so, you know, there are, you know, possibly some guys saying that, you know, I wish some of you guys would get somebody out
once
in a while.
Yeah, you want to throw some strikes
over
there, right?
Yeah, but you can just, you know, make some good pitches once in a while. I mean, it's not said in that same way.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it does. That's why I'm saying the best of both worlds is, you know, 7-2 win. Everybody's happy, all sides of the game. Yeah, it does happen. And, you know, hey, look, everybody's going to struggle. You know, they're you know, you're going to go over 20. You're going to lose a couple of games in a row. And the idea is to, you know, understand what's going wrong, go and work on that and get this thing done as quickly as possible. But you don't want to let things linger. I don't care if it's a 162-game schedule. You got to get things done and taken care of in a quick way.
Absolutely. All right, let's move back to the Chiefs. Undefeated, as you said, 2-time Super Bowl champions.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes, one of the top quarterbacks in the league. And we have
not having a great year.
Yeah, and so I was about to say, you know, is this like kind of the most like flaky, fraudish, undefeated 9-0 team we have, you know, in recent memory? Because there's been several games where it could have gone either way.
Oh, yeah. I don't think there's any question about that. And then I'll let Corey jump in. But this last game should have lost.
Yeah.
There were two games at the beginning of the season between Baltimore and Cincinnati. They could have very easily lost, but they didn't. And so here you have it. They are the defending champions. I think that you have to give them that credit by itself. If you're saying the defending world champions in football, 2-time defending champions, and they're 9-0 to start the season, there's really nothing much you can say about it. Mm-hmm. But I don't think they have played like the best team. And I think currently the best team, you may disagree with me, but I think is the Detroit Lions.
Detroit Lions, especially because of their defense.
And you know what? They've been mauling people, okay? They had a really tough game last week against a very good Houston team, a first-place Houston team. They had their backs against the wall in the first half. It did not look good. They could not get anything done. Houston was swarming all over them. What did they do? They shut them out the second half, and they score enough points to win the game.
Corey, you've been about in a half for this next break. You have a Rain Man-like knowledge of football. What do you see from this Chiefs team that you did not see from last year? What are the differences?
So the thing is that they're not the best team out, if you look at them in total, but they're the best team in every game. Because they have the win at the end of the board, and that's all that matters. So they're the best team every week, but they're not the best team in total. The crazy thing with the Chiefs is just they have these little things here and there, but they find ways to win. And I think they're going to be there, and they have this aura about them as two-time defending champs. You got Andy Reid on the sideline. You have Patrick Mahomes to deal with. Everybody's so scared to give Patrick Mahomes 4 seconds, let alone a couple minutes at the end of every game. So You have to go in there and play perfect football every time, or else they're going to make less mistakes than you and end up winning the game.
Let me just say one thing about that. Please do not go into the prevent defense against the Chiefs. Don't let him run around there and take an hour to pick out a receiver. You're going to lose the game. And I do think that Buffalo is going to upset the Chiefs.
Oh, you calling it?
Yes, I am. I think Buffalo is winning this one in Buffalo this Sunday.
Is this Ron's lock of the week?
This is not the lock of the week. It's my pick of the week.
Okay. All right. Pick of the week. There you have it, folks. All right. Stick around. We'll be right back. We'll see about that. Talking more NFL. We're going to get into the Cowboys. How about them Cowboys? Not that great right after this. And you know, it's Melissa's produce. There's some good stuff. Egg rolls? Ooh, I'm going to order some right now. Stay with us.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hello, Ron Save.
And we are back. We'll see about that with the legend, the MVP, the champion, Ron Say and Corey Marino. And we are talking NFL, and we want to just this. I was unaware about this until Corey brought this to our attention here, that there is a little bit of controversy concerning the referee crew, the officiating crew, Taylor Swift, and the Chiefs. Explain this situation to us, Corey.
Yeah, so when Taylor Swift was entering the stadium, one of the referees, one of the woman referees, was FaceTiming with her family and got Taylor Swift to get in on it and get their family a good look at her, and be like, and then some people could be heard saying, can you get a screenshot of this? And then they both went on their ways. One went to watch the game, one went to ref the game. And it's just another straw on the camel's back of refs and the Chiefs being one.
And there's no penalty flag on that for illegal procedure.
Well, okay, so I think this referee might get a call from the league office about that, but I hope that selfie was well worth it. All right, let's talk a little bit. All right, well, we should get this out of the way. We should talk about Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, they're 3-7. They're terrible. They're a bad team. Yeah. There's dissension in the ranks. There's all sorts of backbiting. Aaron Rodgers is telling the media that his receivers don't get open, throwing his receiving core under the bus. He got his coach fired. What is going on with the Jets? Is Aaron Rodgers long for this league even?
My preference would be that this he would go off into the sunset after the season's over. I think the New York Jets have a lot of rebuilding to do. It's as simple as that.
When have they not, though? they had those couple good years, and even that was weird with Rex Ryan and Mark Sanchez a long time ago. But Aaron Rodgers, I think it's unfortunate to say, but I think he's washed. And I think the blame that he's putting on his teammates is, yeah, you're going to mess up a couple times here and there, but it's also hard to run the right play when you're changing it at the line in the middle of the game every single play. You go into the huddle thinking you're going to get one play. You come out of it thinking you're going to run one route, and 5 seconds in, he's yelling at you, you better do the right thing that I'm only thinking.
Yeah, well, plus, you know, they did cater to his needs. You know, they went out and got receivers that he was familiar with.
Offensive coordinator,
and still did not work out. How about the Rams?
Okay, let's talk about the Rams.
Wow. Well, it didn't look too good against Miami, did it?
It did not. And I don't know what's going on with the Rams. They're in a new stadium. They have all the money to spend, and yet they just can't seem to get it together.
Yeah, it seems like it's out of sync. Haven't been able to put it together. But on the other side of the field is the Los Angeles Chargers.
Yeah, 6-3.
6-3. You know, it's not spectacular. It's kind of Jim Harbaugh football, which I think he's done a really good job. And you know, Herbert has guided his team, led his team. And once again, it's not spectacular numbers, but their defense has been playing great.
I think Harbaugh's a coach, especially in the NFL, because you don't have to worry about the NCAA coming after him for any recruiting violations.
Yeah.
I think it's a good fit for him. What do you think about the Chargers? Do you think that you're gonna see the Chargers go deep in the playoffs, Corey?
I do. I definitely think that they're gonna make one of the wild card teams. And Harbaugh just comes in there and changes the culture so quickly that it's just amazing every time. He did it at Stanford. He did it at San Francisco. He did it at Michigan. Now he's doing it in San Diego. I'm not in San Diego, in Los Angeles. But they're a really good team. And, yeah, the stats aren't great, but Herbert's only – his 11 touchdowns doesn't sound great, but it's only one interception. He's not making mistakes. They're running the ball well. They have high defensive stats, and they slow down the game. They play the old school ball.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you mentioned the one interception. The Detroit game, you know, Jared Goff is probably, in my opinion, you know, the prime candidate for most valuable player at this point. He had 14 touchdowns to one interception. He threw 5 picks in that game against Houston. They had an unbelievably horrible game in the beginning. Two of them were batted balls that found defenders that turned into interceptions and points, and yet he was able to recover. and Detroit played lights out the second half. That's another reason why I felt like this was really a test of character, not only for the quarterback, but the team. And they responded. So kudos to them. But wow, one interception the whole season and then five in one game.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. Let's talk about those Detroit Lions. You picked them to kind of go all the way. They're one of your locks of the week too, if not lock of the year. And we talk about culture. We have Coach Dan Campbell comes along.
Yeah.
I mean, the Detroit Lions have been a terrible franchise for many years. Yeah. They've had great talent. I mean, they had Matthew Stafford in his prime. They had Megatron when he was in his prime. I mean, going all the way back to Barry Sanders.
Yeah, Barry Sanders might be the greatest running back of all time.
You put him and Walter Payton, it's a tough pick between the two.
Yeah, I agree. And this guy reminded me so much of Gale Sayers, being able to just turn on a dime and go just as fast the other direction as he turned in. And it's unbelievable. But they lost their number one defensive player in Hutchinson, a kid from Michigan. He's out with a broken leg. They're hoping that he can return at some point. That may be a stretch, but there's still a long way to go. But they are they're a team that I think has a real good possibility. You can't leave out the Buffalo Bills. You can't leave out the Baltimore Ravens. The way that the Philadelphia Eagles are playing now puts them in prime contention. And, look at the improvement that, the Arizona Cardinals have had since the beginning of the year. They were terrible. And now they're something to be concerned about. And look at the season the Washington Commanders have had.
Yeah.
A surprise, big surprise. The Houston Texans, the Pittsburgh Steelers, all really good teams. It's going to be interesting to see where this all pans out. But I'm excited. There's a lot of very equal teams right now and very few teams at the top.
Well, we talked about Dan Campbell, changing the culture in Detroit and turning the fortunes of those teams around. And then we have the Steelers, where Mike Tomlin's been with the Steelers since, I was in elementary school pretty much. And the Steelers, they've had their ups and downs. They won the Super Bowl with Ben Roethlisberger. They had some downs, and now they're 7-2, and they look great.
They do. And remember, they started the season out with their quarterback Fields, that was traded from Chicago because of Caleb Williams being the number one pick. Mm-hmm. And so now he goes over there, gets off to, I guess, not a good enough start to keep Russell Wilson from taking over. And Russell Wilson has played terrific, and I'm shocked.
Corey, how does it feel to see Russell Wilson thrive in the Steelers when he was dog poo poo with the Broncos?
I'm fine with it because it was just so bad to watch. I don't know how he went from what he was doing. He was getting sacked every play with the Broncos. He was not pushing the ball downfield. He wasn't doing anything. I think him and just Sean Payton hated each other and hated playing with each other because there's no way you can just go from that one to the other one. And then they have Arthur Smith, who runs a good offense, but it's very surprising, and I'm happy for him. The only unfortunate thing is we're paying him like $40 million. Not me personally, but $40
million. Emotionally.
Emotionally paying $40 million to him.
Yeah, you must be really happy, though, with Bo Nix.
Oh, I'm ecstatic. He looks good, and him and Sean Payton seem to be on the same page, and they're just going to grow with him. And I think he wants to try out all the young guys. And I think he's building it the right way.
All right, let's move on and talk about, we teased it, them Cowboys. Them Cowboys, they're not a great team either. We've seen all sorts of injuries, all sorts of dissension. Jerry Jones saying one minute that, I don't have anything to do with the roster, and then the next minute he's saying I'm making some changes. Coaching changes are being bandied about, even bringing in one Deion Primetime Sanders to take the reins of his former team. Your thoughts on that, Ron?
They're getting crushed. I mean, they got beat by the Cardinals last week, wasn't it? 31-6. Their top receiver, Lamb, is now telling Jerry Jones that, they have a problem with the lighting in the stadium. That the windows need shades so that they can actually see the ball when it's thrown in the direction of the sun. He seems to feel differently about that. I don't know. If I had a player of that caliber telling me that that we had an issue with something that was going on that affected play in the stadium, I think I might take a second look at that. But, Jerry Jones is his own man. He's going to do what he does. But, yeah, the Dallas Cowboys are in a lot of trouble. And Dak Prescott's out for I don't know how long. Things aren't working. The wheels aren't spinning very well in Dallas.
So Jerry Jones said recently that he does not believe in changing coaches midseason. I want to ask your opinion, Ron, as you know, a champion, World Series champion, and a World Series MVP professional athlete. Do you think that changing coaches or managers, in your case, midseason, you know, to reinvigorate the franchise, reinvigorate the team, does that work, or is that more PR for the writers? Is that more to make the GM feel good? What do you think about that?
Well, it's probably a combination of everything. You know, you want to be proactive. You know, you don't want to just sit there and do nothing about something that's not working. But I didn't really have to go through that here. We weren't in that position. We weren't in that position to make those kind of changes.
Yeah.
And it really, I think, it's more about how the players are feeling about it. Any coach of any sport will tell you that you're only as good as your players. And if you're having struggles with your players about this, that, and whatever, a lot of people, feel like it's time to step down. I don't know if it's time for McCarthy to step down, but the future right now doesn't seem to be too bright for Dallas being able to recover and get through the rest of the season.
Real fast, Corey, you think they should fire him?
Yes, 100%.
Right now, midseason?
Yes.
Bring in Dion?
Dion can't come, but I would love to see that.
You would, really?
Oh, you know how much we'd be able to talk about?
You, sir, are now officially in the radio business. Okay. Stick around, you guys. We'll be right back. We'll see about that. Stay with us.
Check, check, and check. That's the sound of me getting a jump start on my holiday list. But I can't take all the credit. Kohl's makes it too easy. I got my daughter a mini instant camera, my husband his favorite cologne, my sister Koolaburra by UGG slippers, and that's just the beginning. Then I got 20% off some of my other gifts. Yep, it doesn't get better than Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid to November 23rd. Coupons do not apply to Tech, Sephora at Kohl's, and Koolaburra by UGG. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Lowe's honors our military community this Veterans Day and every day. To say thank you, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get 10% off everyday purchases, plus free silver key status with MyLowe's Rewards. It's our way of showing our gratitude to the brave people who have and continue to serve our country. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine & More, find bourbons and cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice, so many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat, grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With curbside pickup and delivery available and the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find, only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. Bacon.
You get the idea. And now, get yours with a dollar any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
The fans are rooting for the Dodgers. The Dodgers of old LA.
And welcome back. We'll see about that with the great Ron Say. I'm Mike Gary. Cor Marino sitting in with us. And this week in Dodger history, presented by BFF Financial. 1966, Roberto Clemente edged out Dodger hurler Sandy Koufax. He was named the National League MVP. The Pirates' 32-year-old right fielder hit .317 with 29 home runs and drove in 119 runs for the third-place Pittsburgh Pirates. And, of course, sadly, we lost Roberto way too early as he was conducting some charity work in his native Puerto Rico. And he was an absolute legend and a humanitarian.
Yeah, and I would take that year, and I would take also another year. I missed out. If you remember, I was in Puerto Rico the night that his plane went down, yeah. and that was going to be my rookie year in baseball that next year. So, yeah, I missed a great opportunity to play against one of the great players of all time.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we lost another luminary, both in the Los Angeles area but also nationwide in the sporting world, John Robinson.
Yes, we did. Legendary coach at USC, a good friend of Larry Kahn, who does NFL radio that we've had on the show in the past, and tremendous loss. He also, I think, was one of the people who really got John Madden started in the booth,
yes,
from what I'm told.
Yeah, and Pat Summerall, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So he did a lot of great work, and we're sorry for his loss, and thank you for your contributions to life and the game.
Absolutely. All right, let's talk about a little bit of college football. Very interesting developments here. We talked about this in our little pre-show prep session. Looking at the top four, we got Oregon, who I think you and I are both rooting for as, you know, the ghost of the Pac-12.
We are.
We have Ohio State, number two, at an 8-1. Oregon's the undefeated at 10-0. Ohio State, 8-1. Texas, resurgent Texas, 8-1. And Penn State, the Nittany Lions, 8-1. You know what's missing from that list? No SEC schools. Why don't we have any SEC schools in the top four?
Well, it's because they're beating up on each other. And unfortunately, they're all really good. And when you look at Tennessee, Alabama, Ole Miss, Georgia, Texas A&M, LSU, you're facing superior competition in that division of college football, and you're gonna lose. And there's going to be teams out there with two losses, I think, at the end of the season that are going to be better than the teams that might be ranked ahead of them and might only have one loss. But it will separate itself, I do believe. You know, don't forget about Indiana now. Indiana has a big game coming up against Ohio State, and Ohio State has to win that game.
Yeah, Indiana is also undefeated as well.
Correct.
And there are several undefeated teams. And you mentioned something interesting, too. We talked about this before. Yeah, the SEC schools beat up on each other. You know, if you're Alabama, you're Georgia, you're playing Alabama, you're playing Georgia,
you're
playing Tennessee, you're playing Clemson.
Yes,
these
are
perennial national championship contenders. But also, and I wonder if this factors in, maybe Corey, you can weigh in on this too. Alabama, I'm thinking of Alabama specifically. What they do is they like bring out these tomato cans. You know, they pay, you know, University of whatever of you know of the Grenada Islands to come over, pay them $1 million to come over and to beat them by 70 points.
Yeah.
And strength of schedule goes into some of these, you know, rankings when it comes to the National College Football Playoff system. So you have these teams that are like you're just beating up on 77-0, and then you're getting creamed by these other SEC schools. I mean, something's kind of broken with the SEC.
Well, you know, I can't speak for the SEC, but I do know that other schools do it too. You know, those first three games of the year, they're non-conference games for the most part, and very few of them match up in a cross-sectional powerhouse game.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes they do. Sometimes it's the initial game of the year, like Clemson and Georgia played.
Yeah.
Clemson got crushed and has recovered, but they lost a game since. So they're kind of out of the picture, but they do have a possibility of getting into their championship game. But they also have Miami and I think MSU, SMU in that bracket. So, yeah, it's I like the fact that there's 12 teams in there, but you're going to see some teams that are top-ranked teams, top-notch programs, they're probably not going to make it into that that 12 finalist teams. You know, look at Boise State right now. You know, they've lost one game. That was to Oregon early in the season, 3-point game. Washington State, my alma mater, they're probably going to run the table. They're going to finish 11-1, worst 10-2. They got no chance to get into that top 12.
Well, hold on. Do you think that if our Washington State Cougars, you know, who are 8-1 right now, run the table, like you said, go 11-1, and you think that Alabama, if they continue, if they win out, they're a two-loss team, they get ahead?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure, because Washington State gets no brownie points because they're not going to play any ranked teams.
Yeah.
They played Boise State early. They played Washington. Those are the two best teams that they faced all year. Mm-hmm. And Washington, after going to the national championship game last year, losing their head coach, losing their entire returning offense, have struggled all year long. And that's it. You know, that's all they've got. And Washington could have won that game. They did not convert from 4th-and-1 that would have won the game at the end. So, yeah, I don't think Washington State, you know, even if they have this glittering record of 11-1, is going to be in contention to be one of those 12 teams.
What about Notre Dame?
I think they're pretty much a lock. And I think they're overrated.
Yeah.
You know, that one loss was to, what, was it Northern Illinois University?
Yes, it was, yeah.
Okay, that's a game that they should not have lost. Now, if they had an unblemished record at this point in time, I'd say probably, you know, they're deserving. But, you know, it's hard to tell, you know. There's always favoritism towards Notre Dame. You know, it's just one of those old classic teams that you've watched for ages that have always been at the top of the crest of college football. And they are good. I just don't know if they're one of those 12 teams.
What do you see in this college football season, Corey? Anything interesting stand out to you?
Yeah, when you guys were talking about how like Alabama and the SEC schools were beating up China, I think that's 100%. But what I was kind of thinking too, could this be a product of NIL? Because what you read the top names and you got Oregon, Texas, Miami, all these teams that are from old school money and still have a name, so they still have the money and the boosters. But now all the kids that used to go to Alabama and be third string for them because you knew you were going to get playing time in 2 years and you can have a gateway to the NFL, now these guys can go be starters and make money for Texas and Miami and Oregon, and now you're creating parody.
That's a really good point.
Yeah, absolutely.
We should probe that because, you know, the paradigm before is that you'd want to go to a really competitive school where you can play right away to get noticed and get to the NFL.
Yeah.
Now you want to be able to, you know, it doesn't really matter, you know, based on NIL and also based on modern communications methods where you can bust out at SMU, for example, right, and get nationally noticed via social media and get a big NIL deal.
Yeah, it's show me the money. You know, the quarterback at Miami this year was at Washington State last year.
Yeah.
Bo Nix transferred from Auburn to Oregon. Michael Penix transferred from Indiana to Washington. Caleb Williams transferred from Oklahoma to USC. This is happening. And you are having a competitive across the country scale of players going, saying, hey, I'm going here to play and I'm going to be paid more money. And look at Sanders. Look at the Sanders kid in Colorado. Yeah. I think he's got the number one nil in college football.
He does, yeah. And it's kind of a mixed bag because, I don't know, what's our opinion here on NIL?
They deserve money, but I don't know if this is the right way. Okay. I don't know.
I don't know how it's monitored exactly because I know it's on the school to, you know, help with this situation. And I'm told that Ohio State has the overall number one program of NIL. And I heard a number, but I don't know if it's accurate or not. But, it certainly changes the landscape when you look at it. You're getting an opportunity now to you know, have a lot of young kids come in and make an impact. Look what's happening to college basketball. The University of Kentucky, powerhouse all the time. They have an entire new roster. There wasn't one player that was on that team last year.
Yeah.
Everybody was recruited.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't think that could happen, but it did.
It seems like there's two things that are related here, NIL and the transfer portal. And transfer portal has really, really changed these past couple of years. You're able to transfer now and not subject yourself to a year of ineligibility. You're seeing far more players actually take their sixth year of eligibility, going to grad school and coming back because, you know, playing sports is fun, but also they want to maybe get some of that NIL money. I think you really need to combine those things, and those two things need to be regulated, not necessarily by the school, because transfer portal is regulated by the NCAA. NIL money is regulated by the schools themselves. I think you need some sort of body to manage both those, because those two things are in concert.
Yeah, and USC's in trouble again.
Yeah. I mean, right now, $50,000, they were just fine for quote-unquote off-field coaching activities.
Yeah. I mean, look, it still happens. The transfer portal, the NILs, was supposed to take care of all this stuff that was going on underneath the table, you know? But apparently it has and it hasn't. And, there's still lots to be done. But I do think that I am looking forward to an incredible playoff system. I think the teams that are lined up in there now, if you go to what has been projected just in the moment, one of the opening games is Ohio State versus Boise State in Ohio.
Yeah.
And, wow. I mean, Boise State has the number one runner, a guy who is challenging Barry Sanders' all-time rushing record that he set at Oklahoma State, 100 years ago? And what a fabulous job that they've done. And once again, their only loss is to Oregon. Only lost by 3 points.
Yeah, and it's amazing to get close to that Barry Sanders' record in this era where passing, you know, is far more valued than the run game. So, I don't know. Of course you would have wanted the NIL money when you were in college, right, Ron? I mean,
could have got beer in the bottle
instead of beer in the can.
If I'm not mistaken, one of the USC players, Matt Leinart and Reggie Bush. Reggie Bush, I thought I read something about him wanting to go back and see if he could put in a claim for NIL money.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Well, I think he also wants to get his Heisman back too.
Well, they've reinstated him. I mean, you know, it's a convoluted mess to me. I don't know how they keep track of things. Pete Carroll told me once long ago, he said, you know, we have a bunch of kids that we school each and every day on how to play football on Saturday. And when it comes to Saturday, we're not sure which guy's going to show up. So you just hope that you've done as best you can and hope that it all works out.
All right, you guys stay with us. We'll see about that with the great Ron Say. Back, wrap things up. Stay with us.
This is baseball's Ron Say. Nowadays, it seems like nothing is built to last. Phones, appliances, cars, computers. But the new Michelin Defender 2 tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you will have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So goodbye to the short-lived and hello to something that lasts. Get your set of Michelin Defender 2 tires at Hank's Tires, 19951 Ventura Boulevard in Woodland Hills. Call my buddy Steve Goldberg at 818-340-4200. That's 818-340-4200. Hank's Tires is also built to last. Hank opened Hank's Tires in 1953, and we are the oldest tire and auto repair shop in the San Fernando Valley with 100% customer satisfaction. Hank's is AAA approved for all of your auto repair needs. Call Hank's Tires at 818-340-4200 and tell them Ron Say sent you.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
And we are back. We'll see about that with the great Ron Say. I'm Mike Airy. Corey Marino sitting in. And you know who wrote a fantastic book? Ron Say. Ron Say, what is that book and where can people find it?
Penguin Power. And you can find it on my website at the ronsayshow.com. Yeah. And you can also find me on Instagram at the official Ron Say. And there's a list and menu of all of our podcast guests and shows, so please take a look at what's going on over there. We're going to have a special guest next week. Vince Ferragamo will be back with us. Maybe he can enlighten us about what's going on with the Rams a little bit more and his take on what's happening in the NFL. But you guys have watched enough football, and you know that the kickers today are probably the greatest kickers we've ever seen in football. These guys are bombs away from just about anywhere on the field. And the percentage that they are making these kicks, I think we spoke off camera or off behind the scenes, there's only been one field goal missed from 40 yards out in the NFL this year, something like that. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
And they're not even hesitating about towing it up from 50 yards plus.
It's evolving like everything else does, but in a way that's really head scratching. Because like you said, you know, as we talked in our prep session, a 50-yard field goal is now what was considered a 40-yard field goal 5 years ago. 5 years ago, maybe 10 years ago, a 40-yard field goal, you're like, it could go either way.
I remember playing fantasy football, you know, way back when, and when guys were kicking 50-yard field goals, you were getting 5 points for that.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, my God, my guy's got a 50-yard field goal. I get 5 points. Corey said there was a 61-yarder here to win the game.
Yeah, last week.
Last week.
With the Bills.
The Bills win with a 61-yarder and tied it with a 56-yarder. Amazing kickers today, pro football.
I'd be very interested to see if any academic research comes out about these kickers nowadays, the accurate ones, if they played youth soccer. I wonder if that maybe developed their leg at all with the ubiquitousness of youth soccer in this country now.
I'm going after guys in Australia.
Yeah.
And I'm going after soccer players.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. This was a fun one. Thank you, Corey. Thank you, the great Ronce. Check him out, theronceshow.com. Check out the book Penguin Power. And check out Melissa's. You can get some savory waffles delivered to your house. That sounds delicious.
I like it.
Check it out next week. Vince Ferragamo. See you guys later.